thought you had audio troubles now. Just wait until my Postmates makes it into my mouth.
Just hear the soft slurp of sashimi every...
Yeah, definitely want chicken grease all over my face for that. All right, I'm ready.
Sure.
Positive. Hasn't been this positive since my last COVID test. Hey-o! I still got it, baby.
I still got COVID, baby. It burns.
I still got it. COVID-19, that is. Boom!
Yeah.
What is it? Is it koalas are racist?
All koala bears are racist. That's right. Welcome to another episode of My Mama Told Me, the podcast where we dive deep, We dig deep into the world of black conspiracy theories, and we work to finally prove that the J's in Jimmy J.J. Walker stand for Just Jigaboo. That's right. Jimmy Just Jigaboo Walker. That's the name he picked for himself. What an exciting time in America. I'm your host, Langston Kerman. I am excited to be here. You've already heard our guest today. He was very curious about the intro song, and I can't wait to introduce you to him. You guys know him from his amazing new Netflix special called Legalize Everything. You know him from the Eric Andre Show. Give it up for my special guest, Mr. Eric Andre. Hell yeah, he's doing the whistle thing, but he can't really hear it.
I can't do it.
Nope. Pretty good. Oh, that's way better. That's a solid whistle right there. How are you, sir?
Good, man. How you doing?
I'm chilling.
Thanks for having me on your show.
Thanks. Yeah, no, we're going to have some fun. I saw one of those vans out today where the, you know, the vans where they offer nude maid service?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's who I get my house washed by every day. that joke died in my mouth as I was saying it.
I do like the idea of her being naked and doing a good power wash on the outside of your house.
At the top of the line. Cleaners actually are nudists.
I saw one of those and I thought, good for that person for being like, we're in the middle of a pandemic, but let me see some titties real quick.
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah.
Nude maids.
I'm super excited to have you today because, as you know, this podcast is all about conspiracy theories, and you have come to us with a phenomenal conspiracy theory, or certainly one that is legendary in a lot of communities. You brought us My Mama Told Me.
The Crichton Leprechaun is real.
Some people in the Crichton area of Mobile say a leprechaun has taken up residence in their neighborhood. A leprechaun.
Who else in the leprechaun say yeah?
Yeah!
Yes. You know, I was worried when I sent it to you. I was like, he's seen this. He's probably done an episode or two about it already.
No, sir.
Yeah.
I had seen it, but I have not done no episodes on it, and I'm so excited.
Okay, good, good. And I was like I was saying before, my mama is Jewish, so she has no good, she has no good black conspiracies. My dad's a black one, and his mom died before I was born, so I didn't get any good black or Caribbean conspiracies, really.
Right.
Because my parents are kind of like skeptics, you know.
But Caribbean people in general have a shit ton of sort of like superstitious conspiracy theory-based shit.
I was cut off from it because my dad is a skeptic. He's atheist. He doesn't believe in any of that shit. But his mom, super religious, super Catholic. If she saw a frog or a lizard, she would think like the devil is at play and the devil's trying to get in her house.
Yeah.
And, like she would have been full of them, but she passed away before I was born. So
you just had to go on YouTube.
I had to go on E-Bomb's world and send you some leprechaun shit.
I had to explain to my wife the other day what E-Bomb's world was. It was like, like YouTube where you could also watch murder. That was the only explanation.
It was a lawless YouTube before YouTube during the MySpace era. Yep.
Yeah, I remember seeing videos like the leprechaun thing, and then also seeing like what was supposed to be like military footage of them blowing up buildings. And I was like, okay, I guess this is going to form my youth.
Yeah, a bear mauling a woman or something. Yeah, it was fucking rough.
E-bombs world. Wait, so when did you come across the Crichton Leprechaun? When did you first come to discover this story?
I think probably like 15 years ago, to be honest with you, 2005, something like that.
Were you just like scouring the internet and bumped into this thing? Was it in the height of everybody else finding it?
Yeah, it was one of those early viral videos that was just passed around amongst friends.
Right. It's almost one of the more legendary videos because it's one that kind of you can return to every year, almost like a holiday. Do you know what I mean? Where it's like every year I can go rewatch.
Every St. Patrick's Day I'm watching that video.
Just a lady going, it could be a crackhead.
Could be a crackhead that got hold to the wrong stuff.
She's actually the only person I agree with.
Yes.
In that video. I'm kind of like, she's the most relatable character in that whole drama.
Yeah. So you're saying you didn't relate with a dude who cut holes in a pipe and said it was a flute that had been passed down in his family?
He lost me.
This is a special leprechaun flute, which has been passed down from thousands of years ago from my great-great-grandfather who was Irish. I just came to help out.
I did look it up, and apparently there is no pipe. There's no story of a pipe that magically wards off leprechauns that was
completely made up. So was that guy improvising because the cameras were on him, or does he...
That's the sense I'm getting, but maybe it was something even more nefarious. Maybe they gave him the pipe and told him, hey, say this so that you make a fool of yourself. Exactly.
Wow, the original fake news.
Yeah, and you're not you're from Boston, correct?
No, Florida.
You're from Florida. Oh, so you weren't too
close,
far.
Close.
Well, you spent a lot
school,
of time.
I went to school. I went to college in Boston.
Oh, okay, that makes sense. I also went. I went to grad school in Boston. And
whereabouts?
BU.
Oh, you went to BU? Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, I studied poetry there.
I filmed my very
there.
First prank at BU.
Oh, really?
You studied poetry?
Yeah, it's a waste of time. Don't do it.
You have a master's degree in poetry?
Hell yeah, dog.
Like E.E. Cummings and shit?
Yep, it's me and E.E. Cummings. We're the only two that would make such a stupid choice. Wait, what did you study in school?
I went to school for upright bass, and everybody always tells me that. Like, oh, you should do an upright bass comedy thing. And I brought it on stage one time, but I'm too hyperactive on stage to be weighed down by my bass.
Right. Wait, and literally, you want to be able to run around. I've seen you on stage. You do a lot of moving, a lot of extra shit.
Yeah,
you're saying
very
that
physical.
Bass is keeping you stagnant.
A bass is too big. It's too Hell big yeah. of an instrument to bring on stage and do my kind of comedy.
Were you nice with it? Were you like, hell yeah?
I was nice with it when I was 19, 20.
Okay.
But it's not something I like kept up practice-wise.
You don't still own a bass to this day?
Yeah, I bought a new one recently just for fun. You want to see my bass? I'll show
Hell
you.
Hell yeah.
Right here.
Show me this bass. I want to see. And for the listeners at home, which this won't be engaging for you at all, but I'm excited to see this fucking... Oh, that's cool wallpaper. Oh, hell yeah. That's a good upright bass.
Yeah, that's all right.
Are you still practicing with it? Do you still, like, occasionally pull it out?
I come downstairs half stoned and I'll go ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo-ba-doo.
And then get a nice girl over there.
And then I put it down for 7 months. No, my girlfriend's not impressed by my bass. No one is impressed by my bass.
I think it's pretty cool. I'm a big fan of your upright bass.
Thanks, man. We could have been like a duo in like a parallel universe.
Dude, we have all the tools to make a very stereotypical bad poetry reading.
That's right. We have all the tools to be beatniks.
We need a dude with some drums or bongos and we'd be fine. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. There's no way we'd be poor after all of this.
Reading Soul on Ice on stage. The ineptitude of the white man's hysterectomy.
Open
in the
your
solitudium.
Eyes,
excuse me, brother, open your eyes.
Open your third eye. I only see two right now. So, okay, let's talk more about this leprechaun. When you saw the video, when you
I had a dollar for every time a podcast host said
let's
that.
Let's get back to this leprechaun. When you first saw the video, did you believe in the possibility of its existence?
No, not whatsoever, but it was a great watch. It made for an entertaining watch.
Sure. So immediately you were like, hell no, this isn't real. But
I was caught up in the, I was caught up in the magic of the enthusiasm.
I will
I was
say
caught up in the spirit of it.
There's so many people cheering and sort of like excited to experience it that I felt like it had to have been something.
Yeah.
Like there's sometimes you see videos and you're like, well, there's nothing here. You guys are just fucking bored, whatever. But like all those black people cheering in the street, like who's seen the leprechaun? Say yeah. And them all going, yeah. It's like, ah, there's got to be something out there.
Yeah. It's the spirit. It's the spirit of the leprechaun. It's the spirit of St. Patrick's Day.
That all these black people in fucking Alabama are experiencing for some reason.
Wow. What a ride, that video.
You grew up in Florida. Were you anywhere near Alabama? Were you like in that Floribama shore type Florida?
Nah. I'm like Boca Raton, which is like nice suburbs outside of Miami, like 45 minutes
elderly
north.
Jewish
there was
people.
Elderly Jewish people waiting to die. There's no far from the panhandle.
Sure.
That's a different Florida.
Less of this energy that we're getting from the video.
It's a different Florida. I mean, there's Florida like that all throughout, but that is a different Florida. That Alabama, Mississippi, Florida, that's a different Florida.
Would you say that growing up in like the Boca Raton type energy, were there places or sort of people that you could go to that did have sort of conspiratorial type thinking, or was it more?
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, conspiracy theorists are everywhere, for sure. But no leprechauns.
No leprechauns. I don't know. It's the part of the fun of this is that a leprechaun is not a common belief held by most black people, I think. It's not like this is
That's where you're wrong. That's the majority of black people, not just in America, throughout Africa and the Caribbean. All into the leprechaun.
This is a story that's been handed down from generation to generation. And it's made its way from African tribe to African tribe of the legendary leprechaun. So no belief in the leprechaun. Did anyone in your life argue with you at any point that there was a possibility this leprechaun was real? That there was any validity to it?
No, what are my friends, mental patients? No.
I'll be honest. There were people in my life who were like, maybe. They weren't so much like 100% it's real because none of us lived there. But like they were like, I don't know. Shit happened.
It was the police sketch of the leprechaun that kind of made me kind of bow out. The amateur sketch. Yeah, not police sketch. Amateur sketch. The police are looking to arrest the leprechaun.
This guy's up to no fucking good and we need to get him caught. The Cuff streets them. Aren't safe as long as this stick figure of a leprechaun is still out there. I do think I had to go back and rewatch the video, and then I subsequently ended up watching like 8 more videos related to this video.
Wow, you went deep.
I went real deep into the rabbit hole. And one of the things that I realized was that the amateur sketch that they showed, I had to make sure that it wasn't a police sketch because I thought that, oh, the police were so shitty that they sent like their worst guy to go like
their worst sketch artist.
Yeah, like James, who's just starting, then gets
sent down.
Yeah,
he's like a caveman. they have like the Vincent Van Gogh kind of sketch artist,
right?
Like their top quality guy. Then they sent James.
Yeah, James.
He's like a fucking.
He's just an asshole.
Cave drawings. Yeah, he's just.
He mostly refills
prick.
The coffee, but you know, occasionally they let him go out in the streets and draw leprechauns if anybody says they spotted one.
He's the office dick.
The part of the fun of the video, there's so much rich information in it that it starts to, my friend, where we ended up arguing about it, was you start to, if not believe all of the people, believe individuals in the story. Much like you said, the lady who's like, it might be a crackhead who got a hold of the wrong stuff. She's a believable character in all of this.
See, I would hang out with her first out of everybody.
Right.
I kind of, My attitude is more in line with her attitudes.
I get that. You're like, okay, I get where her wavelength is.
Like, she's bringing everybody down to earth. She's like, right. You might just be seeing a crackhead that got a hold of the wrong stuff. It's like, all right, she's pragmatic. She's practical.
Yes.
I'm kind of with her.
Whereas the guy who yells, I want to know where the gold at. I want the gold is less guy.
I'm charmed by that guy, so I would hang out with him too. Like, he's charisma, and charisma goes a long way. Personality goes a long way for me, so I would, you know, I would kind of, he melts my heart in a certain kind of way. So
he's someone you would invite to the party, but not necessarily spend the...
I want to talk to him the whole time. Yeah.
Yeah, I got you.
The novelty might wear off after a while.
It's like, do the bit. Okay. Good seeing you, brother. Enjoy
tight five. Yeah.
Yeah.
Enjoy the deviled eggs. Is the whole thing staged by that news station, or is it a real, did you do research? Is it a real?
Oh, I did like, a shit
is it
ton
really
of research.
Is it real Alabama mythology?
It's real Alabama mythology. There's plenty of argument to what you said, and we'll dig into that soon, but 100% this was real mythology that came from real people who genuinely believe that they saw a leprechaun.
Did you gravitate to the only other black person in the poetry program? Were you like, hey, it's just me and you. We gotta, stick together. Right on. Or were you just like, I'm gonna hang out with white people?
Nah, I mean, I don't think you really, we didn't get along that well. It was sort
really?
Of a weird energy.
Is that true?
It was a weird vibe. I don't know. I don't blame her or myself. We just, that wasn't my person. You know what I mean? And we are back.
Got bronchitis. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah, we're back here with more Eric Andre and more My Mama Told Me. We are still talking about this Crichton leprechaun, the Mobile, Alabama leprechaun, as it was once known. And Eric was enjoying a delicious meal. Now he's back. He was wiping chicken grease off his fingers like a real motherfucker. His fingers were coated.
Had to my blackness on the commercial break.
The Blackest Podcast, and he had chicken grease on his fingers before the podcast even started. He's an unreasonable person. Okay, so I told you I did a bunch of research about this leprechaun, and I assumed, I think like many of us, that it would just be digging into the video. But as it turns out, there's actually a shit ton of evidence that leprechauns and black people have a lot more correlation than I thought. And so what I want to propose to you, and this is a bold theory, but after all the digging that I did, I landed on a conspiracy theory that I want to throw out to you, see how you feel about it, and then I'll backtrack and let you try to help piece it all together. But I genuinely believe, based on everything that I've dug up, that the Crichton leprechaun is a tool for white supremacy and historical erasure of black people. Your thoughts?
Wow. Where do you... Tell me more.
Okay, hell yeah.
That's all I gotta say about that.
I'm so glad you want to hear more. You're not telling me no, so let's keep going. Okay, so let's forget the obvious sort of like voyeuristic tone of what this feels like, right? Of these white people going and watching black people yell at shadows in a tree, right? We'll skip past all of that. But all this research that I sort of uncovered proves the possibility that leprechauns were in fact at some point black people. Now, keep in mind, this research is coming from a place called blacksinsanantonio.com. So it is not the most legitimate website that I could have found information on. But I like to follow blacksinsanantonio.com as of yesterday. So here's what I found. Leprechauns, the original word comes from this old Irish word called leukerpon, which roughly means small body, right? And then... Mm-hmm. There's all this evidence that claims that leprechauns were actually a reference to this group of African migrants known as the Akans or the Twa, who were naturally very small people, averaging at a height of about 4'11". So these migrants that these black people that show up to Ireland are 4'11", and they're specifically known for craftsmanship and shoemaking, which is like the biggest thing that leprechauns are known for. And then at some point, the Africans and the Akan people start to get known as Naga or Nagar or Negist, which also loosely translates to serpent people. And then if you know anything about like St. Patrick's Day, right? St. Patrick's Day is all about St. Patrick apparently running the snakes, the serpents, out of Ireland. So in theory, if you mush all these things together, there's a real possibility that St. Patrick, when he was quote unquote running the serpents out of Ireland, was in fact just running a bunch of black people out of Ireland, basically committing a genocide.
When were black people in Ireland?
I just told you, Ireland. They got cry.
No, there were no black people ever. Now, I've been to Ireland, I'm telling you. Now there are no black people.
I've been
there,
too. There are none. But the argument would be that the St. Patrick of old ran them out, so there are no more. Thousands of years ago. You're not buying it. You're not here for it.
Oh, yeah, I'm I mean, I'm a huge subscriber to blacksinsanantonio.com.
Whenever somebody is not on board, their voice gets real high.
Oh, yeah.
I knew what you're doing. Yeah, it was fine. So blacksinsanantonio.com argues that St. Patrick, who may or may not be a real historical figure, but could be an allegory, is in fact sort of the representation of a genocide that happens, which means that when this news group goes down and basically seems to cover this softball expose on a leprechaun in a tree, they're secretly doing a profile on black-on-black violence and encouraging the people of Mobile, Alabama to maintain a cycle of ahistorical division.
People will do anything for a pot of gold. I mean, anything.
You know what I like? I like the amateur sketch of the leprechaun. Yeah, it looks like somebody got a really good look at it and got that good drawing out there.
Who did that? I want to know who sketched that.
I do think that there's something to be said about the idea that a bunch of white people laughing at black people as they yell at a leprechaun in a tree feels like a type of manipulation that makes me uncomfortable.
Wait a minute. Who are the white people in this?
The newscasters and the
newscast. Well, one was black.
One was black, but she ain't picked that. She just along for the ride. She didn't want to lose her job. You know what I mean?
No, that's well, you're assuming a lot. It could have been her story.
I like that your argument is, hey, that white guy seemed like a good guy, and it seemed like she showed up with this bullshit.
I'm just like being, I just like arguing. I think that's all.
There's like other news stories that came out after this, like a bunch of people went and did follow-ups on the whole thing, specifically one that came like 10 years later where they were like, and now a 10-year revisit of the Crichton Leprechaun.
Really? How old is that video?
2006, excuse me, is when it came out. I said 2004 because I've been watching Deadwood, and that's when
out. In 6 years, we're going to be celebrating the 20th anniversary.
Yeah, I know what I'm doing on the holiday. I don't know what
I know
you
what
have
I'm
planned.
2020.
So they did a new profile on it, and it turns out that the original leprechaun was spotted by this dude. His name was Sean Thomas, right? And Sean Thomas actually drew his own sketch of the leprechaun that is not at all like the one that they ended up showing on TV. It's like very nice and well done. He painted it and shit. It's a beautiful drawing, and instead they showed that nigger drawing of fucking...
You think it's that racial? Oh, so they're keeping the black man down with that.
Yeah, and then they talked to Sean Thomas in the other interview, and he's a very thoughtful dude. He's like, I don't believe in leprechauns, but I saw something that day.
Oh,
and it turned
shit.
Into a whole different thing.
So it's propaganda.
Exactly. The news didn't say a word to Sean Thomas before this.
It's all making sense now.
Hell yeah. So going even further, one of the things that I found, and this is one of the more jarring discoveries I found, in 2014, a group of independent researchers figured out that there actually were alternative theories to the whole thing the entire time, and that everyone in the neighborhood knew that the Crichton Leprechaun was in fact a dude, and I'm quoting here, named Midget Sean, who had climbed the tree as a leprechaun and was just sort of pretending to do this as a prank.
Okay. So, well, I think we got to go down to that. What's the name of the town? Criterion
Crichton,
Collection or something?
Yeah, Crichton.
Crichton.
In Mobile,
we gotta
Alabama.
We got to go to Crichton and see what the fuck's going on over there.
I don't think I want to go right now.
Well, we go in 6 years.
Right, we got to go for the holiday.
Yeah.
We show up dressed as leprechauns to unpack this whole story. We never once address the fact that we're dressed as leprechauns. We just show up as like very serious journalists dressed as leprechauns asking about the Crichton Leprechaun. It's a lot of information that the news, in my opinion, intentionally left out. No one talked to either of the Seans, either big or small. No one addressed any of the other
drawings. There were just a lot of people that went unasked.
There were a lot of Seans left out.
A lot of Seans left out, which is, you know, not how the Irish people wanted it. They love Seans. They name all their kids Sean. So then I started digging into the history of leprechauns, right? I didn't know anything about leprechauns in terms of like their message, right? And one of the things that I found is that leprechaun, there's an argument that leprechauns actually came from this thing called Donahue syndrome. Have you heard of Donahue syndrome?
No.
It's apparently like this disease that children or a baby when it's born can have where it makes them extra small and their bones are and muscles never fully develop. So they have really big heads, really small bodies, and then also like dark
spots.
Looking
it up right now.
Hell yeah. Dark spots all over their bodies and skin.
I'm a sucker for genetic defects. Let's check it out. let's get bummed out.
I love
Donahue
that you're like
syndrome.
Listen, I'm tuning out all your shit about this black conspiracy theory, but now that you're telling me about a syndrome, check me back
this
in.
This is rough. This is not a Google image search you want to take. This is not a journey. It's a journey I regret.
Yep.
But now I can't eat my lunch. Now
I was very detailed in my description. I don't know why you needed to see it in person.
I just can't. I'm like a kid with a sore tooth. I can't stop touching it. I just got to figure it out and scratch that itch.
Sure.
I always regret it.
Yep.
I always, you never want to press play on snuff footage.
It does. It always gets infected afterwards, but you got to poke at it.
Yep.
So there's a real argument that Donahue syndrome was in fact what people were associated with leprechauns, and just the time decided to turn it into like a cute story instead of a horrific disease that was affecting people, which we've seen over and over again in history. I think
you know what you really don't want to look up. Don't look up snake baby.
Snake baby.
Don't look up snake baby. Don't look up harlequin type ichthyosis.
Tell me more about these.
That's your journey. I'll leave it at that. You have Google. Go nuts.
I don't want to do it. I can't do it in the middle of the podcast. I'll ruin your lunch.
Save
as
it
well
for later.
Mine. Sure.
Save it for later. It's a bummer.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm going to take some time in this next break to look up Snake Baby. We're going to do one more break, and then we'll be back with more Eric Andre. And we are back. Yeah, we're back here with more Eric Andre. We're still talking about that Crichton leprechaun. We're still making fun of Boston.
Your drops are amazing.
Neither one of us were fans of Boston, so this leprechaun story is, I think, equally jarring and difficult for
both.
Yeah,
there's a lot of racists in Boston. My experience with Boston was just racist taxi drivers.
Yeah.
These are pre-Uber days.
Right. So, a lot of people telling you that they're not going to drive you home.
Yeah, or worse.
Wait, what was worse for you?
Well, it's worse when they don't know you're black, so they're like, they start a conversation with like this, then you know, like, you're about to get like at least 10 N-bombs dropped.
Right, that weird looking around
energy. On the cab ride home.
I finally...
That like pre-racist rant, look around.
Finally,
and I'm like, look
I
no further,
to.
I'm right behind you. I'm going to have an adverse reaction to this diatribe you're about to go on.
Yeah.
And it was right after, I was there right after 9/11, so.
Oh, so everybody was super cool and chill and not at all.
Yeah, no racism, no ramped up racism after that shit.
They were just taking it easy and loving America at that point.
Yeah.
Silly. All right. I want to play a game. We're going to play one game and then we're going to get out of here. You down for a game?
So down.
Fuck yeah. Okay. This game is a very fun game that I like to call White Lies.
You're ugly. You are disgusting. I'm going to kill you. Give me $200.
This is a fun game where I am going to present
you. Is that
you...
Dr. Phil?
That's Dr. Phil. I think he's quoting somebody on the show and he says it and I misused it for my entertainment. It's
Not a real doctor, by the way, Dr. Phil.
Not a real doctor.
Doesn't even have his high school diploma.
No?
I just made that.
Oh,
up.
Okay.
I'm just throwing,
hell yeah. Throwing new conspiracy theory. Dr. Phil can't read.
He's illiterate.
He's Next. Illiterate. And he's bad at sex. Fuck Dr. Phil. So here's the game. I'm going to present you with a traditional white stereotype or white conspiracy theory, rather. One that has existed forever and always in society for white people. And I would like for you to unpack exactly why you think they believe in this conspiracy theory. What is it that's driving this conspiracy theory for these white people? Why is this important to them? Okay.
Got it.
So
got it.
Recently, we passed the celebration of the 51st year for the man going to the moon, for Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin and that other guy, Michael Scott, I think. I don't remember his last name, but they went to the moon. And for years since, everyone has claimed that that moon landing
was
fake.
I think it was Mike Winslow from Police Academy.
Mike Winslow, he was up there making car sounds and
Caruga, Caruga.
He was doing trombone in the spaceship while Buzz was
a lot of R2-D2 sounds.
So it's been 51 years since they went up there. And since then, we have not stopped claiming that that moon landing was fake. So much so that the other day, I actually saw someone claim that Neil Armstrong backwards, Neil A. backwards, spells alien, which is a suggestion that this is all a big ruse and that somehow him being an alien also proves that the moon landing is fake. I don't know. I'd just be repeating stuff. That said, why do you think that the faked quote unquote faked moon landing is so important to white people?
Damn, that's a good question. I guess because it was such a major event and such a Cold War chess piece that bugs white people out. I don't know.
Yeah. So like that
you
it
have
was
to ask them.
It was you have to ask them. Excuse me, white
or
people.
Or half of me.
Excuse me, too.
White people.
I'd ask my dad. Yeah.
Are you mixed?
Hell yeah.
Your dad's white?
Yeah. I got the
weird
one.
I thought you were black. So your mom must have been black.
Yeah, my mom's pretty black. She's from
like
Detroit.
Wesley Snipes.
Nah, she's like
dark. I mean dark.
She's got dark. Like a Whoopi. She's around Whoopi, I think. In she's skin
and then your dad made love to her.
Hell yeah, I hope so. I hope he treated her good when he did it. I don't want to believe that he was just in and out.
Are they still together?
No, my parents have been divorced since I was like 4.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
You still talk to both of them?
Yeah, they're great people. They're both very lovely people.
But and they did not make it. There was a rift.
Both of them.
Did they remarry?
Yeah, my mom's been married 4 times and my dad's been married 3.
Wow. So. Wow. does your dad go for black women every time?
He's married 2 black women out of the 3, so he's not doing bad.
Which one is he on now?
This is wife number 3 and second black lady.
Okay, so he lived never up went to the original poem, once you go black, you never go
he
back.
He never went back.
Hence the poetry bug bit you.
Sure.
Your father led by example, and you said, there's something to these words.
I saw that poem living out in my real life, and I said, I have to be a part. I have to be a part of this word, this written language. I have to see it.
And your wife is Asian, I'm assuming. Is she? Can I guess it?
No, she's not Asian, but thank you so much. She's also half,
lucky, yes.
Half white and half black.
Okay.
But my people are German, my people are Jewish and her people are German. So
oh, you're Jewish and black too?
Hell yeah.
I feel like we must have talked about this
We've
before,
talked
right?
about it, I think. Yeah.
Shit, I'm sorry. My bad, dog.
No, you good.
All right, I'll BCC Drake after this.
Let's start a meeting.
Conversation.
Just, we don't
start
have to.
Start a meeting. I'll get Zoe Kravitz and Drake.
We don't have to solve anything. We just signal. Need to like chit-chat. You know, bond.
Oh, so she's German and black and you're Jewish and black.
Hell yeah.
And you're raising your children sad.
Exactly. You get it. We're just going to let all that get complicated inside of them and see what happens.
Wow. That's great.
Yeah. Okay. So again, thinking about what you said with the space landing being fake or the moon landing rather being fake, you're suggesting that because it was so important to white people at the time, it was such a big, important thing during the Cold War, there's a possibility that they want it to be fake because of the influence it had?
I don't know, man. I think there's a lot of fucking whack jobs out there that just make up shit and have internet access. You know what I mean? Like,
I do think
I don't know.
There is a part of, I think, all conspiracy theory that is rooted in just crazy people being like, I just needed something to say. I don't know.
Yeah,
I had to get
I think
this
it's
off
fun.
My chest.
I think conspiracy theory is fun. It's kind of an oversimplification. It's kind of like a rejection of the government and the status quo. You know what I mean? It's
right.
Contrarian. You just want to, if you're dissatisfied with the
shitty quality of life that the federal government provides for us in the working class. So you're like, fuck you. You fake the whole thing and you just start calling it all fake and calling it all into question. I get where it comes from.
Yeah, it's like I can't get toilet paper. So the government must be at fault instead of just like, oh, there's a bunch of people scrambling for a limited resource and you just have to deal with that. It's like, no, this is a big plot by Jeff Bezos to keep my ass dirty so that I die in filth and squalor.
Yes. I also don't know what COVID has to do with toilet paper. I haven't figured that one out either.
I think that people don't actually know where power comes from anymore. So they scramble for the thing that seems like it would give them some sort of control. You know what I mean? Mm. Like, if you can't work and you can't go outside, where else does your power come from? Wiping Freudian. Your ass is one of the last, you know, Got options.
It. Anal fixation.
Yes.
Control.
Everybody's Freudian. Just trying to make their anus powerful and they're scrambling for whatever they can find to do.
I respect that. I respect that.
Why bidets didn't sell out, I have no idea.
Oh, I'm up to my neck in bidets over here. That's why we can't go inside. Yeah, it's a mess in there.
All these bidets just sort of got out of control.
Bidets everywhere, in every room, kitchen, living room.
Sure. Just walk from room to room, wash your ass one time, and then go
to hand sanitizing my hands and bidetting my ass, clean as a whistle.
I love it. I'm so happy for you that that's an option on your end. Well, this has been spectacular. Can you tell everyone where they can find you and cool shit that you have going on?
Just come over to my house, man.
Hell yeah. Go to Eric Andre's house.
I'm in L.A. Yeah, come over to my house.
Just go hang out with him there. Go watch his special. It's on Netflix. It's fucking great. And oh, you can find me at Langston Kerman on all the Twitters and the Instagrams and whatnot. And like and subscribe. And you guys were great. Okay, we're leaving. Bye.
Bye.